Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival, and we're proud media partners for the Industry Day section and the Talent Sarajevo section as well. And this was the first year that cinematographers were invited to take part in the talent program, and I have the pleasure of having one of the participants of this year's Talent Sarajevo cinematographers, Andreea Dobre from Romania. Thanks very much for joining us. So basically, we should start off by maybe having you say a little bit about yourself and what made you want to become a cinematographer.
Well, that's quite a long story, because when I finished high school, I had no clue what I wanted to do with my life. And when you don't know what to do and your family pressures you to go to university, you just pick something out of the blue. So I studied psychology for 2 years. But I didn't graduate. And in the meanwhile, there was this open door or an opportunity to work as a film critic and to cover festivals. And I did that in the same time with my first school. So for 3 years, I just watched and watched and watched and watched many films. So that's pretty much how I realized I want to do this, because when you watch so many films and you realize that you're more interested in the visuals and how the camera acts as an instrument of storytelling and of creating worlds and emotions, I realized that's what I want to do. So I went to film school.
Right.
And I've studied in film school for 2 years, and I have one more left.
Oh, okay. So you haven't finished it yet. What has it been so far? What's the work been so far at the film school that you...
It's been mostly collaboration with the directing and the editing and the sound design departments. Also on 35 and 16 millimeters, which was really great.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
we are one of the last film schools still doing that.
That's true. So what's your opinion on film and digital? Which ones do you prefer? Do you like them both the same way?
I don't think there's an easy question for that, because it depends very much on the project. On some projects, as much as film is beautiful, the project calls for a digital look, so maybe...
Also, sometimes it's money.
That
also can be very pricey.
In an ideal world, you should choose according to your story.
Exactly. So what are your influences as a cinematographer?
I guess I'm interested, I'm influenced by the films I liked. So if you want, I can tell you that my favorite cinematographer is one from Poland that worked with Kieślowski on the Three Colors trilogy.
Wow.
And
yeah,
he also did Michael Winterbottom's I Want You.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I really cannot pronounce his name.
That's okay, yeah, yeah.
There are a lot of things in his work that influence me, and a more general answer would be that I'm in cinema in general, not just in cinematography. I'm interested in stories that really explore the subjective reality of one individual and not society as a whole, and not the real reality, you know.
Oh, okay,
there is
yeah,
no such thing as real reality.
That's very interesting. Now, as a cinematographer, and especially as a young cinematographer just starting her career, this must have been a great opportunity for you. So what's it been like, and give us an overview, a complete overview.
Well, the best thing was that even if this was a practical workshop, it was not focused on the technical side. It was more focused on philosophical issues and aesthetic choices. Yeah. And I like that a lot, because technical stuff you can learn in the film school or on the internet.
Yeah. Plus you got to work with Fred Kellerman, which is... and he's actually got a background in philosophy. So,
I know.
There you go, as a connection. So what was it like working with him?
It was really great, because he's a wonderful person and he has so much to share with us. I don't know, I could listen to him talking on and on and on, and I could never get bored.
That's wonderful when people influence you like that. And you also got to shoot a film during the course of the workshop.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was amazing that we only worked with long shots, and basically each sequence was one shot with just two cuts. So we had six sequences, and only two of them were composed of two frames, two shots. Yes. And this was, I think, you know, taking it to a whole new level, because in film school, in the beginning, when none of us really knows what they're doing, we just want to cut the script a lot so we can make it easier and make it look decent, because, you know, all sorts of beginner issues. And now that I've got the chance to work on a project with so long, so choreographed shots, it was, you know, like jumping on a whole new level. That's about right.
So now, after this experience, you'll be going back to film school and finish that. But after that, what's the biggest ambition that you have in the field of cinematography or cinema in general?
Both.
I don't know. I think the only professional ambition I can have is to manage to work only on projects that allow me to express my kind of work. I don't know if it makes sense, but I mean, my biggest ambition is to avoid that trap of getting stuck in a job that may allow you to support yourself but not to express yourself fully, you know? That's what I mean. That's my biggest ambition.
Well, I think that's what everyone hopes for, and me too. And I think a lot of people listening to this. So thanks very much for joining us. It was a pleasure meeting you, and it was a pleasure talking to you. I wish you all the best in your future works, and hopefully you won't get stuck in a job you don't like. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.